Our last segment here is a segment I know is near and dear to your heart, and it's also near and dear to my heart, and that is fish oil.
Fish oil, yes.
A couple of articles have come out from different places. Place number one, I think, was in Time Magazine. And this first one that I have came out in April of 2012. And what Alice Park, who's a writer for Time Magazine, was talking about is fish oil for heart attack prevention. Is it a myth? Then just recently, I don't know if I should mention this doctor's name. I think I will.
Uh-huh. Go for it.
Okay. Dr. Merkin, M-I-R-K-I-N, and I quote, who keeps up with current research.
Okay.
His newsletter had this today, and his newsletter is available on the internet. You can Google him, M-I-R-K-I-N, put doctor in front of it, and he'll pop up. Here's what his newsletter says. Fish oil pills have not been shown to prevent heart attacks. And I'm going to go right to the end of it, and then I'm going to turn Dr. Blanchette loose on him. Fish oil pills are not harmless. And the last thing he says is he recommends that his patients do not take fish oil pills because there's no proven benefit from them and there may be some harm. He says if you do decide to take fish oil, take only the prescription ones, and you will probably be better off eating fish once or twice a week.
All right.
That gives you a lot of fuel,
I like that.
Doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Go, Dr. Blanchette.
Okay, so why do we think that fish oil has some value in heart disease? Why would that be the case? Well, first off, there's epidemiologic studies showing
which means what?
Studies of populations, studies in different countries, showing that populations of people who eat more oily fish have indeed less heart disease than people who don't eat oily fish. And the most notable ones were the Inuits in Greenland, who had zero heart disease. And their diets, when this was studied back in the 40s and 50s, they were getting 17 grams a day of fish oil-based omega-3. And heart disease did not exist in that population. Now, neither did cigarettes, and neither did
McDonald's.
But... And in all fairness to McDonald's, they also sell salads.
True.
That are good for us. So McDonald's has good, healthy options. But as a general rule, you know, French fries probably don't prevent heart disease. So initially, it's from population studies. Look, people in Scandinavia who eat more fish oil have less heart disease. This is great to know. People who eat less oily fish have more heart disease. Well, then let's take it to the next step. Were there any randomized prospective studies showing a value in fish oil and heart disease?
And what does prospective study mean?
Prospective studies means you put the study together, get a group of people, and then follow them for the number of years of the study, as opposed to a retrospective study where you get a group of people with results and look backwards to see what they have been doing.
Okay.
So a randomized prospective study is the highest level of accuracy we can get in a study. Nothing's perfect. It's the highest level of accuracy. Well, the first randomized prospective study was the DART trial, diet and reinfarction trial. They took a group of men who had had a recent heart attack and randomized them to a low-fat diet, a high-fiber diet, or 6 ounces of salmon per day. Turns out in this study, the low-fat diet had no value in preventing another heart attack. Well, that was a surprise back then. It shouldn't be a surprise now because we know that low-fat diets are a mistake. The high-fiber diet had no value in reducing heart attacks. Well, back when this study was done, high fiber basically was wheat bran.
Right.
And that had no value. The high oily fish diet reduced heart attacks by 35%.
Oh, that's a lot.
However, within that high oily fish diet, 6 ounces of salmon per day, there are some people who couldn't handle 6 ounces of salmon per day. So for those people, they squeezed the oil out of the salmons and put them in pills and gave the person fish oil pills equivalent to 6 ounces of salmon per day. The people who were getting the fish oil pills had a 60% reduction in heart attacks.
Wow.
And so that was the first study, prospective randomized study, that actually showed a real benefit. There's another study called the Gissi Prevenzione trial. This was done in Gissi, Italy, not too many years ago, where they took 11,000 people post-MI, men and women, and randomized them to taking an additional 1,000 milligrams of fish oil omega-3 versus not, otherwise the same type of care. Well, almost immediately, within the first 3 months, there was a 30% drop-off in the incidence of heart attacks among those taking this fish oil, and that value lasted the full 5 or 6 years of the study. There was almost a 45% reduction in sudden death among those taking fish oil, and that lasted the entire length of the study. So a very dramatic, very fast improvement in cardiovascular outcomes among those taking fish oil. Problem with this study is there was no placebo, and so it's fish oil versus nothing. And so if it doesn't have placebo, people in this country say, we don't believe it. Well, if the placebo value of taking a fish oil pill was enough to reduce sudden death by 45%, I don't want my patients to miss out on that.
Right.
That is huge.
Right.
That's monumental.
Right.
And so they have that study. There was a study in Japan called the JELLIS trial. And the JELLIS trial was among primary prevention patients. And they found a 20 to 25% reduction in the first heart attack among those randomized to take an additional 1,700 milligrams of EPA, one of the fish oil omega-3s. So yes, we have big data showing a real value in that. So for them to be publishing, there's no data showing value, is just wrong. It's wrong, 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 wrong. The data they do have, what are they looking at? They're looking at a meta-analysis of small trials.
And let's tell everybody what a meta-analysis of any trial is.
So you take a number of small trials and put them together and pretend they were one big
trial. Okay.
And as you do this, the quality of the information diminishes because there's so many things that can go wrong in meta-analyses of small trials. Here's the problem with these trials. Most of the trials used too little fish oil omega-3, 400 to 600 milligrams of omega-3. One trial used 400 milligrams of omega-3 in 2 grams of margarine. Margarine. And found no value. Well, it's shocking that they didn't kill people with that trial.
Right.
The most they used was a gram. And of the people who used a gram, the placebo was always olive oil.
Which has omega-3s.
No, olive oil doesn't have omega-3s.
What does it have?
It has other cardioprotections from the polyphenols within the olive oil.
So it wasn't truly a placebo,
People
right?
whose diets are high in olive oil have fewer heart attacks than people whose diets are not higher in olive oil. So it was not a placebo. It was an active component. So you're using fish oil and looking at it compared to something that we know reduces heart attacks. And there was a reduction in the heart attacks among the fish oil group. It just didn't reach statistical significance, the p-value less than 0.02, which is saying that there has to be greater than 98% chance that this was caused by the fish oil. So it was a terrible study where they used a placebo that also reduced heart attacks, and they used too little fish oil. And these people have been bouncing on this meta-analysis like it was the word of God. And they've been ignoring these other major studies showing a real value in fish oil. And how they can do this, I guess if you've been following presidential politics, you can just sit there and lie and get away with it time and time again. And I'm not picking sides on the presidential. They're both equally
careful,
equally irresponsible with the truth. And these people who are putting these studies together are irresponsible with the truth. Why? Why do they do it? In academic medicine, there has always been a huge bias against nutritional supplements. Huge bias. And if it's not made by big pharma, and if someone's not paying us a prince's ransom to study their drug, we don't believe it works. And that's kind of the genesis of this, the huge bias against nutraceuticals from academic medicine. And it's tragic. It's just tragic.
Now, in your practice, you use impressive amounts of omega-3s, because finding heart disease early, stopping and sometimes reversing heart disease is what you're all about.
Right.
And you use omega-3 in the form of EPA and DHA, which are
right.
the two
fish oil
long
omega-3.
Yeah, that's the two long chain omega-3s. You have had stellar success.
Yeah.
I mean, you have a population of geriatrics, really. Your average age, what, is now 68?
68, yeah.
Yeah, and you have not had a sudden death heart attack.
For 12 years.
That's
crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy good.
Yeah, and fish oil is an integral part of this
and
achievement.
It's an integral part. Heart disease is not an absence of fish oil. Heart disease is not a disease of too much cholesterol. Heart disease is not a deficiency of statins. Heart disease has multiple facets to why we develop heart disease. And so by taking fish oil by itself is not going to stop all heart attacks. But having fish oil as part of the formula for success, which includes diet high in fruits and vegetables, olive oil, tree nuts, avocado, low in sugars and starches, a modicum of exercise, 20-minute daily walk, excellent dental hygiene, good quality sleep, stress management, and fish oil and vitamin D, and in some circumstances, medications to treat cholesterol.
Like statins
or bile acid sequestrants.
Right.
You put that all together, and heart disease almost always stops, but not always. Sometimes you then have to add on weird stuff like vitamin K2 and aged garlic extract. And sometimes you have to find the hidden tooth abscess that no one believes they have. But you put it all together and ultimately it works. Heart disease can almost always be stopped, and we need to be stopping it. Fish oil omega-3 is part of it. I've done a retrospective analysis, and I've been able to show that people taking fish oil have slower progression of their plaque than people not taking fish oil. It really works. It's part of the solution. Plus, there are studies showing a 40% reduction in age-related macular degeneration. Other studies showing a 40% reduction in Parkinson's disease. Other studies showing a 40% reduction in Alzheimer's disease among populations whose diets are high in fish oil omega-3. And when you look at the science behind it, there's more and more science coming out as to why that might be the case. And so these therapeutic nihilists who are just committed to prove that supplements don't work will print this stuff all day and all night, and they can adjust their meta-analysis to come up with what they want. Now, they left the Giusy Prevenzione trial out of this meta-analysis because of no placebo. If you put the Giusy Prevenzione trial in this analysis, it by itself would have made the analysis show a value with respect to omega-3s.
So they kind of cherry-picked their studies, put them together,
and get the result they're looking for.
Yeah, which surprises me, because in fairness to this Dr. Merkin, he is a sports doctor, and he's into, you know, health and fitness and all that kind of stuff. And why he would nail omega-3s like he did, it almost sounds like he's saying omega-3s do not prevent or stop heart disease. And you sort of agreed with him in that not all by themselves. They are an integral part of a whole program.
I also suspect that he probably subscribes to the Harvard newsletter. And he probably listens to the guys at Yale. And those people have such a, I hate to say this out loud, but they have such a vested interest in supporting big pharma. And to oppose omega-3s is to support big pharma. So I don't hold him accountable other than his mistake of listening to the Harvard medical letter.
Okay. Before we leave, I want to talk about two things that people confuse all the time. You truly need a PhD in fish oil to be able to walk into a store, a commercial establishment, whether it's a grocery store or a vitamin store, and pick out an omega-3.
Right.
Most of them, when you look at the front, everybody, it'll say 1,000 milligrams. Well, what they're talking about is the size of the pill. You had mentioned that it's EPA and DHA are the only two that you're interested in.
Right. Smart people make this mistake all the time.
Everybody makes this mistake.
Smart people make this mistake all the time. Where you go in and I said, I want you to get 2,000 milligrams of omega-3. They go in and they get 2,000 milligrams of fish oil. Well, each 1,000 milligrams of fish oil only had 200 milligrams of omega-3. So now they're taking 2,000 milligrams of fish oil, but only getting 400 milligrams of what they need, the omega-3. Some pills will contain 1,000 milligrams of fish oil and 200 milligrams of omega-3. Some pills will contain 1,400 milligrams of fish oil and 960 milligrams of omega-3. Some bottles will say one serving contains 1,000 milligrams of omega-3, but one serving is two pills.
Or sometimes I've seen
three pills. Yeah. And so very misleading. So one serving does not equal necessarily one capsule.
Right.
And so you really have to look and say, how much DHA and EPA is in this capsule? Add it up and make sure you're getting enough pills that the total EPA-DHA sum is more than what your goal is, which is usually about 2,000 milligrams.
Mm-hmm.
My feeling is if you have no heart disease, 1,000 milligrams helps protect you for other reasons. If you have any heart disease, 2,000 milligrams is really smart. And if you have a lot of heart disease, I'm a big fan of 4,000 milligrams of fish oil omega-3.
Yeah, and that's 4 grams.
Right.
4,000 milligrams, 4 grams.
Yeah.
And in one of those pills you were talking about, that's only 4 pills a day. Sometimes it's 14
Sometimes,
if you get the other stuff.
And when I was talking about other supplements, I forgot to mention one of my faves, which is nicotinic acid or niacin.
Which is B3.
So that's another thing that is hugely beneficial for heart disease. And I can find similar studies from Harvard and Yale saying you shouldn't be taking B3, you shouldn't be taking niacin.
And we've done shows on that.
So,
to close, this is another good one. On TV, they advertise Mega Red. It's a really pretty commercial with these little red fishies swimming and girls all dressed in red. You're going to love this one. Mega Red is krill oil.
Right.
500 milligram tablets. You get 45 of them. It's $24.97 for the bottle. In each pill, there is a total of 231 milligrams of EPA and DHA. 64 milligrams of EPA, 167 of DHA, and 500 milligrams of krill, which is interesting how they can get that mm-hmm. in a pill that's only 500 milligrams.
So the people who sell krill oil want you to believe it's better absorbed, and 200 milligrams of krill oil omega-3 equals 4,000 milligrams of fish oil omega-3.
Is that true?
I don't buy it. Studies are on fish oil omega-3. If you can't take fish oil omega-3 for some reason, krill oil is a little bit better absorbed. It's a little bit easier on your stomach. I don't object to it, but I don't think it's a legitimate replacement for fish oil. Maybe a complement to fish oil, but it's not a replacement to fish oil.
Dr. Bill Blanchette, internal medicine physician from Boulder, Colorado, a passion for medicine and a passion for the truth. Thank you so much, Dr. B, for
being
back here. It is fun to have you on here.